Hello, everyone, and welcome to this impromptu live stream. It's not going to be that long, and consider this a kind of preamble or introduction for what we're going to be discussing later on Unpopular Opinions, where, surprise, surprise, the Dark Lord has made yet another major media appearance, and we'll be analysing that interview on The Andrew Marr Show later on tonight on Unpopular Opinions. But before we do that, I was going to make this a video, but then I figured that it would probably work better as a live stream because I cannot figure out how to capture my screen on a video like I can here. So let me just share my screen. So you can see I'm sharing my screen now, and you can see the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change. I'm going to hide my... So we're going to be... What I'm going to do on this stream is, if anybody sends any super chats or anything like that, I will save them till the end because I can't see the live chat. I'll just make sure people can hear me. Let's have a look. Yeah, people can hear me. Yes, excellent. And what I'm going to be doing is I'll make that screen large so everybody can see it. I'm going to be having a look into the network of NGOs behind something like the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change. Not only because it will give us an insight into just how many pies Mr. Blair has his fingers into, but also how this massive NGO grift network actually works in the real world. So let's have a look there. So this is the website for the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change. There's the Dark Lord himself. He's got a message for us and all the rest of it. I won't play any videos. And obviously, all the stuff is about the pandemic at the moment. But then, he's helping poor people in Africa. He's promising less risk and more freedom. He's talking about Brexit, a vaccine management system for Africa, you know, all dressed in this language of philanthropic partnership. That's a term you'll be getting to know quite well. But let's just go down. You can see there's Blair working with various people around the world. And this is the crucial bit here. So all of these sites, you'll notice, will have all of this fluff and all of these papers and things. But when you get right down to the bottom, you'll see, their policies, their, advisory committees, Tony Blair's role, their mission. And then there's one little tab here, our partners. So if we click on our partners, goes through to a page like this. And we can see his partners. Okay, so what I'm going to do is we're going to follow up on who each of these partners are and who is funding them. Okay, so we can see there's the African Center for Economic Transformation. There's various African government partners who are directly in contract with Tony Blair Institute. So there's his millions of pounds of backhanders coming from various African dictators, in other words. There's AGRA, the Alliance for the Green Revolution in Africa. That doesn't sound dystopian or anything. There's the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL. We'll be having a look at them in a second. There's William Fence and Melania Gates Foundation, Blatvik Blavatnik School of Government at the University of Oxford, some organization called Cross Boundary, an organization called CSIS in Washington, D.C., who are not just any old organization. As we'll see, there's some major power brokers in there. There's the U.S. Agency for International Development, the Lawrence Ellison Foundation. Oh, and what's this? The Microsoft Philanthropies APAC, that is the Asia Pacific countries. And then there's also Microsoft Philanthropies MEA, that's the Middle East and Africa division. So as far as I can see, Blair's Institute is receiving backing from, the Fence Foundation itself, from Microsoft in Asia, and from Microsoft in Africa and the Middle East as well. Nice one, Tony. Then there's the Nathan Associates London, Overseas Development Institute, the Rockefeller Foundation, Social Finance UK, and UBS Optimus Foundation. So we're going to be having a look at each of these. Now, obviously, this African government partners, we can't, you know, there's not a list of those, so we can only guess as to who they are. But all of the others here have their own websites. So let's have a look at the African Center for Economic Transformation. What is this partner of the Tony Blair Institute, and what are they up to? So if you click on the African Center for Economic Translation, you know, there are all these fancy graphics and maps and visions for the world here. You can see it's all about, Agenda 2063. What's that? What's Agenda 2063 then, Tony? So you can have a look into that at your in your own time. But you can see there's, you know, this whole network of these kind of almost nameless, faceless, multinational NGOs that are working towards all sorts of agendas, quite out in the open here. And let's just have a look to see if these people have, oh, look, they're partner organizations. So who is funding the African Center for Economic Transformation? Well, it's the Coca-Cola Foundation, MasterCard, the Ford Foundation, US aid from the American people, okay, the Open Society Foundation. So that's George Soros's people, the Rockefeller Foundation, who are also backing Blair, remember? Oh, yes, and it's the William Fence and Melania Gates Foundation yet again, and the government of the Netherlands. So there we go. It's taxpayers of Holland, people sending charity monies from the USA, and then a bunch of foundations from massive companies, you know, quite if J.D. Rockefeller and Henry Ford would have known that their money would go towards these sorts of things, who knows? But that's what those foundations are used for these days. And there's Fence, his finger in this pie as well. So this is just the first of them. And we see, when you click through, many of the same names are there. So let's have a look at the next one. So next one is AGRA. That's the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa. Poor old Africa. They haven't even had their industrial revolution yet, and they're planning their green revolution. So here's AGRA. What do? They have partnerships for strategic transformation. They do policy engagement. And there's all these nice graphics, smallholder farmers, and you know, look, there's a flow of money that they claim. They help 18 countries apparently. As long as they farm in ways that are approved by the, you know, by the various backers. So anyway, I'm sure they do good work, and they're not dodgy or anything. So let's have a look at their partnerships of AGRA. Oh, here we go. Let's have a look. What are the partnerships then? Why do they partner? Okay, so they've got a lot of backers. From the private sector, we've got many different corporations pledge their money. IBM, I can see in there, and there's Microsoft, they give money, and various other ones, Volkswagen, I can see. There are many different companies, Tata Africa, the Africa CEO Forum, but if you have a look at the actual companies involved there, the big ones are IBM, Microsoft. You know, they don't say how much money they get, but I'm sure you could find out. And then they've got technical partners. Yeah, they've got technical partners, including KPMG, various universities, Imperial College. So these are actually going to be some of the experts they bring in to help them do these things. Cross-boundary look, another Blair special. You can see the cross-boundary. And then we have government state actors. So these are just kind of various African governments, and then government of Israel as well, apparently. They're just thrown in there, you know. And then they get finance from these people. And then you see Oh, I didn't click on this top link here, the foundations. Oh, look, William Fence and Melinda Gates Foundation. Brilliant. Who's this? That's the Foreign Commonwealth and Development. So that's the UK government, UK aid, the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Economic Forum, the World Bank, the MasterCard Foundation. Is anybody noting? Oh, the Kingdom of the Netherlands. So, you know, the Dutch taxpayers at it again. So you notice that a lot of these NGOs have the same backers. It's the same few all the time. Apparently, there's a IKEA Foundation as well. So that's that one. So what was the next one? Oh, next we have the Anti-Defamation League, or the ADL. Of course, they're famous for fighting anti-Semitism all around the world. And let's see, I mean, I've never actually been on this site. They're celebrating LGBTQ plus Pride Month at the moment. You can report an incident of anti-Semitism, extremism, or hate. You can track incidents around the world. Report cases of anti-Jewish vandalism if you want on their website. And I actually had a look at all these sites before I came on, and it was quite tricky to find like who their backers are. But one thing, there's plenty of ways to support them with donations and things like that, and you can take action. But in terms of like, well, who are they? Who are these people? Who's behind them? So you have to, here we go, who we are. And then you can click like our leadership and staff or our board of directors. What was interesting going through this board of directors here, you know, there's Jonathan Greenblatt is the CEO, Esther Epstein, you know, various people. Yeah, you'd expect most of these people to be there. Tony Schneider. But who is the ADL's special advisor for global affairs? Get ready, everyone. It's the Dark Lord himself is the special advisor for global affairs for the ADL. Was anybody aware of that before doing this little deep dive? I don't think you were. So yet again, when I say this man has his finger in every pie, I really do mean he has his finger on every button of power that exists. So there we go. Let's carry on. So the next organization is the William Fence and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're a non-profit fighting poverty, disease, and inequity all around the world. Here's pictures of various Africans, sharing icons and things like that. There's old Fence himself doing charitable works. So if we have a look, they're prioritizing gender equality and build back stronger from the pandemic. Here's how they're going to do it, and there's all these things. Here are some facts. They've given out 1,869 grants, $5.1 billion, and they've given those grants to 1,190 grantees. They set up 37 program strategies, and they employ 1,600 people. And actually, it was very difficult to find out any other info about these. Of all the websites, this was one of the least informative as to who's involved. I think you can pick up like a database of their grants, but it's all like hidden. You have to kind of really dig to find like who they've given money to, basically. Let's have a look to see if I can. It's the financials page. Let's have a look. So here are their audited financials for last year. Let's have a look to see if we can. Okay, KPMG did the audit for them. Fair enough. All right. They've given. Okay, this is assets in thousands. So this is like 646,000. So it's about, what, 15 million, 15 billion, It's a lot of money. Here we go. Look, a lot of assets. But does it say who they gave all their money to? That's my question. Does it have a list of all of this? See, it's very difficult to find out information about these guys. They're extremely cagey. You find them cropping up on other people's websites, but I haven't really seen like who they're giving their money to. So there we go. Look, it doesn't actually list where the money went to. It breaks it down in a very general way. Oh, look, we just gave that much money to Global Grants. Doesn't say who they went to. So, yeah, anyway, no list of partners on this site. You don't really get anywhere when you try to find out about them. So, but as you can see, they're all over the place. So far, we've looked at 1, 2, 3, 4 different places, 5 including the Tony Blair Institute, and they've been on all of them, apart from the ADL, from what I've seen so far. So the next one is the Blavatnik School of Government for Oxford University. And again, you can see, a world better led, better served, and better governed. So yet again, they're very high on their globalist agenda. All about the vaccine policy and COVID, etc. And again, it's all about reinvigorating third world countries and post Brexit, etc., etc. So, I couldn't find much in terms of like who their backing is, but it's the University of Oxford, and it's one of these. One of these like little think institutes within the University of Oxford. And it looks good, doesn't it? If you have this as a partner, it's a lot of prestige on it. So the next Blair partner is Cross Boundary. And we have a look at like who these people are. These seem to be like energy specialists, Cross Boundary. They work in advisory, they work in energy, they work in energy access. And as you can see, they're all for sore old St. George there. And yet again, it's all about helping Africa in various different ways. Supports the Prosper Africa Conference in Tunisia. So there's a lot of this stuff that seems to be geared towards like helping African governments, according to all of their bump anyway. If you have a look, I didn't really see much of a kind of, they don't list out their partners like a lot of other places. They do list who's on their team though, I think. Let's have a look. And there you go. It's all these icons everywhere. This is their vision. Line go up with sustainable growth. There's their values. Look, and all of these sites, if you've noticed, have these icons and kind of meaningless value statements, don't they? There are their virtues. And that's it. That's who they are. So, none the wiser, basically, as to what Cross Boundary are about. But you can see they're plugged into this network. You've seen them listed everywhere as well. Okay, so there's Cross Boundary. Then there's this CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, in Washington, D.C. And, they are into cybersecurity. They're talking about the Middle East. They're talking about geopolitical strategy. And basically, if you have a look as to see who these people are, it's basically Neocon Central. So if you click on the About Us, who's on the About Us? Well, Thomas Pritzker, John J. Hamare, and then if you click on the leadership, we've got a board of trustees. Who sits on the board of trustees then? The aforementioned CEO and chairman, Sam Nunn, there's Hamare, Brendan Bechtel, and then you go down here and you'll start recognizing some names. So, Evan Greenberg, Maurice Greenberg, John Hess. So you go down here and you look at like a Henry Kissinger. There he is. You know, the Carlyle Group. You see who all these people are. And generally, you'll find that they have been rabid. Paul Ryan, look. Just a rabid neocons, basically, all down the line. These are just... This is a neocon wonderland, this CSIS, very powerful group. And, of course, you know, they're plugged into Tony Blair's network as well. Why wouldn't they be? So then we carry on going down Blair's list of associates here, and we have the U.S. Agency for International Development. You recognize this. This is the U.S. aid from the American people. You saw that on all of those African ones. He works with them as well. They advance U.S. national security and economic prosperity. Yet another one of the... Every single one of these NGOs, by the way, has like African women. They have a bit on COVID. They've got bits on generating hope. They've got bits on, you know, diversity, equality, and inclusion. They've got a bit on climate change. They've got these kind of horrible icons everywhere, like the woman icon. So there it is. And then you can partner with them if you want, you know, see what this brings up. Yeah, you can partner with them. And it's all about all the time, all the same stuff. Is there a list of partners of this group? Let's have a look. Let's have a look who the list of partners are. So can you see a list of partners in all of this? All right, I'm back. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Sorry, it seems like the Dark Lord was onto me. I was going into places I shouldn't have. And trying to find out the list of organizations who work with USAID was too much. But anyway, I think I've got it back. So let's do this. Hold on. All right, so the list of NGOs working with USAID. Let's have a look who's in here then. So even after we've got in, it's giving you a way to work with them, but it's not actually listing who they are, unfortunately. Damn it. Doesn't tell me who's donors. Does it say who the donors are? No! All right, so they're not actually going to let us see who the NGOs and donors and see that these ones are keeping it shtum? Like, who's involved? So it's keeping us out. Privately funded organizations, not listing them. Okay, fair enough. But you can only imagine who would be in there. So let's carry on then with the Blair Grift Network. And next, it's the Lawrence Ellison Foundation. So what's the Lawrence Ellison Foundation? Oh, the Lawrence Ellison Foundation was abruptly shut down, apparently. What's this then? Oracle billionaire has made a drastic decision so we can focus on... So this foundation has been shut down, apparently. Is this it? It doesn't look like it. Okay, so the Lawrence Ellison one is obviously gone. So let's carry on. Here is the Microsoft Philanthropies APAC. This is their Asia Pacific one. God. See, you can't even... So what's Microsoft Philanthropies? Let's have a look. Okay. What's this bit then? The Microsoft Philanthropies. So this is just like an actual division of Microsoft itself, but you can't really see much else other than it's look completely opaque. So who knows how much money comes from out of Microsoft to go into that? So there it is. I'm guessing the other ones. There is Nathan Associates London. Now, who are these people? Nathan Associates Limited. Who are they? Is it these? Trusted global partner for sound analytic and economic solutions. Nathan awarded William Fence and Melania Gates Foundation funded grant. I think it's looking like it's these guys, doesn't it? Looks like them, doesn't it? So let's have a look to see who they are. And yet again, they're helping Africans. Surprise, surprise. Who are they then? Here we go. Another bunch of faceless execs here behind all of this. So there you go. Jessica Horwitz and Jennifer Feinlieb. Interesting. Yes. Now, is there a list of affiliates? Let's have a look. Okay, so they're all like academics working with Nathan, but they do a lot of this kind of economic policy, global regulation, feasibility, sustainability. I mean, it's just like every other NGO that we've looked at, isn't it? I wonder how much money flows into their coffers by way of William Fence and his friends. What are the benefits that you get for... Nathan offers a generous compensation package with highly global benefits for full-time staff. Oh, good. Okay. Clients. Oh, here we go. There's a list of clients. Who are the clients of Nathan? Let's have a look. Their clients include the U.S. Department of State, the U.S. Agency for International Development, UK Foreign Government and Commonwealth Office, yep. Millennium Challenge Corporation. Oh, yes, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Interior, the U.S. Bankruptcy Courts. Brilliant. The World Bank. The United Nations. I see. Very good. So you can see what's happening here. You know, the money from William Fence and co. gets pumped into here. Then various government agencies and departments contract Nathan to work with them. And lo and behold, Nathan you know, they do all the sorts of things that old Dark Lord and his friends want to do. So it's, you know, it's kind of interesting the way this all works. You know, we've talked about how there's no real difference between, you know, the big corporations and the government these days. But this layer of NGOs in the middle is the thing that kind of creates this buffer for them, because it then looks like it's independent expert advice, even though it's blatantly all being funded by the same people all around the world. All around the world. How many of these have we seen now? And these are the ones just connected to Tony Blair. So let's carry on. There's the Overseas Development Institute. Let's see what these guys get up to. There it is, the ODI, prestigious fellowship. Mobilizing. I shouldn't really accept my cookies onto these. Oh, look, there's a... What's up, Boris? Yeah, okay. Who are they then? They're talking about COVID. They're talking about the climate crisis. They're talking about the G7. Who are they then? Our strategy, our work, our experts. Who are their experts? So here's another list of these people. Don't recognize any of them, but who gives them money? Who are they? That's what I want to know. Our finances. Let's have a look. How are we funded? View details of our funders. Over £1,000 funders. Okay, so there's their staff salaries. They've got 13 people on. They've got one person who's on 140K. All right, yeah. Ashley Wang is the finance director, but like, who funds you? As that guy from the IEA always says. Well, who are the? Oh, let's have a look. The number one funder, who gave £30 million, is some organisation called the DFD. We'll have a look at them in a second. Okay, let's remember them, the DFD. But the number two funder is William Fence. And then let's go deeper. The IKEA Foundation, we've seen them around, haven't we? The Swedish Development Cooperative Agency. Oh yeah, okay. So all of these foundations. And you notice how even though these are meant to be NGOs, they're meant to be non-governmental organizations, you notice how various different governments pump money into them. USAID, look, remember them? USAID give money. So they all give money to each other. Very interesting. The UN Women funnels money to these guys. Not that much, it has to be said, but it's still 126 grand. So there we go. Oxfam has given some money to them. So, I mean, it's worth bearing in mind when you're giving money to various charities, like where does the money end up? Is it going to end up with somebody like these guys? So anyway, who are the DFD? So now my next question now. Oh, the DFD is literally the UK government's Department for International Development. So the Overseas Development Institute, who are strategic partners of Tony Blair's, is, you see, it's an NGO, but they're an NGO who receive £14 million from the UK government directly, you see? And then their second biggest donor is William Fence himself. So, I mean, when we ask questions like, how does Tony Blair have so much power? Hopefully, this is starting to make a bit more sense now. So the next strategic partner of Mr. Blair's is the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, the Rockefeller Foundation give money. And again, notice the ubiquitous icon style, the ubiquitous kind of, you know, children in Africa, iconography, climate. You know, it's all the same. All of these websites might as well be the same from what I've seen. There's how many Indian women have we seen doing textiles work so far? So let's see if we can find out any more information about these guys before I get out of here. I'll check to see if there's been any super chats in a second. So collaborations, our work in Africa, our work in Asia, co-impact. I mean, who are they working with? There we go. Okay. Yet again, it's not that easy to find. Let's have a look down here. Grants. It's yet again, this 990 PF document, just like the William Fence one, doesn't actually, probably not going to tell us who they've actually sent money to. It'll just be like, oh, we gave this much in grants, and it doesn't break it all down for you. So, but anyway, the Rockefeller, I mean, they're just like the you know, the Bill and Melania Foundation, whether J.D. Rockefeller would have supported these things is another question. But next, there's Social Finance UK. Now, who are these? Another NGO. Social Finance. Don't think I will accept that. I mean, I should have been saying no to all of these cookies, shouldn't I? Can you hear me again? Sorry. We keep this stream is obviously being striped by the Dark Lord's minions today. I don't know what's happening really, but hopefully we didn't lose too much, and we're going to be looking at social finance now. Social finance, yes. So yeah. So let's have a look now at social finance. I was going to have a look at their partners, David Blood, Sir Ronald Cohen, Lord Fink, Bernard Horne, Phil Hume, and then who are the partners? Apex. These are a big financial institution. Comic Relief. Okay, so there's a different bunch here. Looks like, yeah, National. This is a very UK focused one, I can tell. Stanley and Barbara Fink Foundation. Okay. Rockefeller Foundation. There we go. So, yeah. R&S Cohen Foundation, Lloyds Bank Foundation. You know, a lot of sneaky money going to this one. Now they're a charity group. And it's not to say that everything these people do is dark, but you've got to wonder. And there we see all of these things. And there you can see the actual people on the ground are much younger who control them. So yeah, this is yet another one that that old Blair is connected with, and you know, there are various different groups all over the place. All right, so let's have a look at the last one, the UBS Optimus Foundation. Then we'll have a look at some super chats, and I'll see you later on for Unpopular Opinion. So the UBS Optimus Foundation, obviously UBS are a big European bank based in Germany, I believe. And what do they get up to then? They do positive change. Oh, yeah, look, more Indian women, COVID. Innovative teaching in Africa. Yeah, it's all for a good cause. And this is yet another one of Tony Blair's friends. I mean, they have very little information. These guys, very little information. Barely anything at all on who these guys are, how much money they give. So there it is. I mean, you can see their back archives. I mean, it's just like stories, basically, giving details of their various projects and how many donors they had and things like that. So anyway, hopefully this was, you know, this elite, I mean, lots of you will have had an idea that these sorts of things go on already, but hopefully it was a bit of a, you know, bit of an eye opener for everybody who wasn't aware of this. Yeah, people are saying it's all for money laundering. I mean, I think charity gets is tax deductible. No, tax deductible. But let's have a quick look at some super chats, and then we'll get out of here. And I'll be back for unpopular opinions later on. So Judge Caligula Bushman says, the Dutch government actually sponsors NGOs that start court cases against themselves to push legislation around the parliament. Look up postcode Luteri. Blair is also deep in that subversive organization. Yeah, I mean, I noticed the Dutch government were all over these NGOs. They seem to back every single one going. So the Yorkie one says, global power without responsibility, little mainstream media scrutiny. The Dark Lord moves in mysterious ways. I mean, it's not the Dark Lord's just our way into this. I mean, think of all the people we haven't heard of who are part of these networks. These are the people secretly, like, you know, pushing the agendas behind the scenes. And nobody, you know, when was the last time you saw a BBC do a deep dive on who the hell all these people are? Elderman says, it's all very sus. Tony Blair is the imposter. And Chu Chulian says, actual journalism, what is this? I mean, I wouldn't call it journalism. It was just looking on these people's websites and following links on their own websites. So, you know, yeah. And as we've looked more into this, it really does seem like Blair is a kind of public face to all of this. He's just like the front man to sell it to the public. Whereas, you know, a lot of these actors behind the scenes, I mean, the thing is about William Fence, they were connected to all of them and they were giving huge amounts of money, as we saw. But what about these governments who are giving money to these organizations? That's taxpayers' money they're giving. You know, what about all those foundations that we haven't heard of? Who's controlling the Coca-Cola Foundation? Who's controlling the Rockefeller Foundation? So anyway, hopefully that should be informative. And I'll see you later on for Unpopular Opinions. Get out.